Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. And as always, this podcast is sponsored by Creative Technology and Innovation. Sometimes you need to look at things from a different direction. John Boyd presented to us many years ago the OODA loop. Observe, orient, decide, and act. A decision-making framework with feedback loops designed to help people implement better decision-making. Creative technology and innovation can help your organization get there. The other sponsor of this podcast is the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder, soon to be available in a number of formats, including audiobook, electronic book, and traditional paperback in the store. All of them available, hopefully, in early May of 2023. Well, last week was rather amazing. After my podcast dropped, things kind of settled down for a while, and then for the first time in the history of the United States, a former president was indicted. Doesn't matter how many more firsts that particular person has, being the first president to be impeached twice, being the first president to lose an election and not allow the peaceful transfer of that loss, and now the first president to be indicted. At some point, all the firsts add up to be not a good thing. But anyway, not what I'm here to talk about. One of the things that I've been looking at, one of the things that I've been doing, one of the things that I've been driving towards is the concept of artificial intelligence. And in particular, when we think about artificial intelligence and when we think about what artificial intelligence really represents, for us right now, as we head into this world of GPT-4, which was released about 3 weeks ago, we're coming to the world of intelligence. But we're not coming to the world of what is called an AGI. Now, AGI, or Advanced General Intelligence, represents the next tier of intelligence. When we think about what an AGI does a lot of what a human does, but it's better and faster at it. Today, many machine intelligence systems would be able to outperform a human being in pure computational tasks, right? That is the reality of the computational world we are in. A computer can do it faster. Anything that requires any type of pattern matching, if the patterns are known, the computer can do it better. Now, if the patterns are not known, the human being still does it better. When we get to the world of an AGI, that's where the computer will begin to understand patterns that aren't there, that aren't clearly visible, that aren't known already. Patterns that the computer hasn't been pre-programmed with. In other words, unique. And so based on that, and based on my thinking, and based on the questions I've been asking, I asked a bunch of questions about 3-4 weeks ago. Those questions resulted in getting a lot of really good comments, a lot of great feedback from a lot of readers, which is always fun. I truly love getting feedback from readers. But the reality is, beyond that feedback, I ended up boiling all my questions down to one question. Would we, as a human society, grant the rights of a human being to a sentient advanced general intelligence? So that is the question that I'm asking and the consideration that I have. And out of that, I started to think about it. You know, how would I perceive this problem? How would I proceed with this problem? And I realized that the answer was already there. More than 200 years ago, in the founding of the United States, in the time period after the end of the Revolutionary War and before the implementation of the very first Constitution of the United States and the election of George Washington as president, there was a 10-year period under which the United States operated as an entity under the Articles of Confederation. During the time and before the time of the Articles of Confederation, there were a number of papers written by John Jay, Alexander Hamilton, a couple of other people, but I don't remember who they are off the top of my head. James Madison was one of the other people, that were called the Federalist Papers. The Federalist Papers were the framework for the future Constitution of the United States. And so based on that, and, you know, obviously, as a human being, I pay attention to the reality of history. I consider history, you know, something we don't want to be doomed to repeat it. We don't want to put ourselves in a position where, because we didn't pay attention to it, history repeats itself, right? The doomed to repeat it thing again. But we also don't want to be in a position where we miss the clues that history gives us. So when we think about this concept of the Federalist Papers, you know, it was pretty good. It built a pretty structured and intelligent system for the time. You know, yeah, it needs some updating, and yeah, there's some tweaking that we could do today, but the reality is the Constitution has worked for more than 200 years, so it's pretty good. So out of this, I started realizing I wanted to write the Machine Intelligence Papers. So I'm publishing, and I'll include a link with this podcast, Volume 1, Issue 1, very first one, of this intelligence papers being published today. I'm looking at this from the perspective of, first of all, just defining the problem. Yeah, I'm a software architect, have been one for many years, and so the first thing I want to always do is define the problem. I want to figure out what is it that I'm thinking about, how can I solve it, and then what do I need to do to implement the solution? Those are the three things I always think about as an architect. And so this very first piece, this very first article in the series is going to focus on the concept of what is intelligence. Now, intelligence is a known quantity. Education has measured intelligence for many years. There are a number of excellent theories. Personally, I was introduced to the work of Jean Piaget many years ago, by my father, actually. And I still truly to this day believe that Piaget got it right for the way a child's mind and an adult's mind develops. There are many learning theories for adults and many learning theories for children. But Piaget defined how intelligence is kind of coalesced inside of the human mind. So I'm going to start with the definition of intelligence using both Piaget and Maslow, because Maslow talked about the fact that it's irrelevant what the intelligence potential of someone is if their basic core needs aren't met. So first you meet the needs, then you begin the assessment of their intelligence. So that's the first article in this series, is the concept of what is intelligence. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast.